Today's man law, one of my favorites. Man law clearly states that under no circumstance do two men ever share an umbrella.
When you're going to be wet, the other one could be dry, but never two guys. I grab it, man. I get it.
So I brought in a little something here that I kind of purchased with a struggle. And
it's because your daughter made you do it.
I'm not used to lock boxes and all this stuff for my weapons, but now we have little kids in the house sometimes. So I have to think about them.
Exactly.
When my kids were in the house, I had guns all over the house, to be honest with you. And I taught them how to shoot, and they knew not to touch them. And for the most part, I think they didn't. They never shot themselves or anybody, so that worked.
Right.
But I think having something a little safer.
Anyway. Well, the grandkids and their parents don't have guns, so, you know, that's, and they're girls and that kind of stuff.
So this is called the lockbox.
Yep.
I found it on social media.
So you better clean that firearm. She's got a little dirt on her.
Oh, no.
That's right up in there, man.
No. Yeah. And it was just broken down.
Oh.
Yeah, it's perfect.
All right.
Nice try.
Yeah. Seen a little bit of last night's barbecue sauce on there.
No, I haven't opened this in weeks. This is something I carry. It's my carry piece. That's a Smith & Wesson 40 shield I got from Allen Bob's. And I now, if I'm not carrying it on my body, I will have it in whatever luggage I've got or whatever in this lockbox. And it just has five buttons, and there's a finger combination. I can do it with my eyes closed.
Right.
Or in the dark.
Yep.
It's not tricky, but it's really safe. You can give it to anybody, and they're not going to get it open.
Right, because there's a sequence of the buttons that you push, and it's like a combination lock.
Once you get it, it's easy. But it's safe.
Yep.
And you can drive a car over this thing. It was about $100.
Right.
I bought it online. It's called Lockbox. And if you've increasing your arsenal, which if you're not, turn your TV on. you will be increasing your arsenal. Or let's say you're using your stuff more and you've got more pistols now. This is a cool way to make the wife and everybody else a little safer.
Well,
feel
yeah.
better.
Yeah, you got young
comfort.
Grandkids
it's
in
a,
your
it's
house.
A comfort
it's, level. It only makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a big safe full of guns, but if you're going to have one out and around and much more accessible than those in the safe.
Even hide this. So
they don't need to be out.
They're not going to know what it is, and they're not going to be able to get it open.
Right, exactly. But
want to know where I hide it?
One last thing. When I was down with the boys in Shartucky, and again, had a great time. Pruden, thanks for hosting this deal. But I made smoked turkey sliders. I went and bought some of those Hawaiian rolls, a 12-pack of the Hawaiian rolls.
Those are nice.
Right, and I cut all 12 of them in half in one sheet, opened them up, put honey mustard on both sides, and I had smoked a turkey the night before, pulled it so I didn't have to haul the carcass down, just the turkey meat, put the turkey meat on there.
Did you shave it?
What? No, I just cut it thin. Yeah, real thin. It was breast meat that I put on here. Covered all 12 of those buns where I cut them all in half, just one big bun. Now, mustard on both sides, turkey, Swiss cheese, bread and butter pickles. Those three things, put the lid back on there and threw it in a smoker for about 15 minutes to let that Swiss cheese melt down on there, and then served them on a cutting board, and we just took a knife, quartered them up, you know, into each little slider and handed them out. Oh, man. Easy, easy little slider appetizer, man. The guys went nuts for those things.
Nice.
Very good.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, it was.
I'm not even hungry, and it sounds good.
Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We hope you enjoyed the show because we did, so there.
Yeah. Check us out at thegrillingguys.com. Like us on Facebook /thegrillingguys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guys.
All right. We'll talk with you next week.
See you.